USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde. A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a corrupt Ukrainian natural gas producer. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Both Twitter and Facebook have blocked the story on their platforms. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.